This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Looking for something fun and interesting to do? Then welcome to the weekend. Music, dining, plays, museums, fairs, and more. There's something for everyone. Call a friend and get out and do something fun. Tell them you've been listening to The Weekend, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Hello, and welcome to The Weekend for Saturday, September 27th, 2025. And I'm your reader, Carrie, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the What's Up publication, copyright 2025. The website, visitfortwayne.com, copyright 2025. The website, The League, copyright 2025. The ACPL Activities and Programs Guide, copyright 2025. So let's get started, and we'll be kicking things off with information from the What's Up publication, copyright 2025. It is the Fort Wayne Quilt Fest, with more than 200 quilts on display, as well as seminars, raffle baskets, a silent auction, raffle quilt, vendors, and Auburn Court Duesenberg Museum cars on display, and food. That's going on today from 9 till 4 at the Hangar at Cruz Plaza in Auburn. Tickets starting at $15. Today is also the last day for the DeKalb County Free Fall Fair. The final day offers up a grand finale parade, kicking things off at 10 a.m. this morning with a carnival opening at 11 a.m., exhibit halls at noon. Future 4-H'ers show at 1 o'clock today. There will be tractor pulls and premier showman contest at 6 p.m. and live music by Pink Droid at 7. And this is all today, going on till about 9 o'clock tonight at the DeKalb County Fairgrounds in Auburn. And this is a free event, so you can enjoy all that. If you need more details, call 260-925-1834. It is Public Safety Day, a day of safety education and emergency preparedness, and this will include live demonstrations, emergency vehicles, obstacle course, and other activities. This is going on from 11 till 3 today at the West Central Fire Station, and it is a free event. For details, call 260-436-1449. Also going on today, it is the Northside Home and Garden Tour in the 05. The neighborhood celebrates the 50th anniversary with a tour that features 10 homes in the Lakeside Park area. That's going on today from 1 until 5, and that kicks off at Lakeside Park. Tickets starting at $10, and that gives you a chance to tour the homes and to view the gardens. And for more festival fun going on today, it is Squirrel Fest 4. Yep, it is Squirrel Fest, taking place in Arcola today. And it's a full day of music, along with food trucks, art vendors, a beer tent, and a car show. And that's going on today from noon till whenever. And this takes place in Arcola, and tickets starting at $10. Local musicians in the band Squirrel Cage have expanded the annual Squirrel Fest Music Festival from a garage to Branning Park in Arcola. So if you go, you can enjoy music with the Left Lane Cruisers, Snake Handler Church, Carbon Decoy, Deep Coiler, Wolf Bear Hawk, I Wombat, Squirrel Cage, Pensioners, D-Day, Waltz Crawlers, I Am the Wolf, Michael Patterson, The Whale Hounds, Fifth Son, Roman New Time, Undeniable Dilemma, and Peterbilt. Again, taking place at Branning Park in Arcola, and that's at 11202 Reed Street there. If you need more details, call 260-247-6976. And now I'll be reading from the website, theleague.org, copyright 2025. Another special event going on today is the Barbecue and Bingo Social, being put on by The League. It's one of their largest fundraisers. The League has been a trusted resource in the community for 75 years, empowering individuals with disabilities to achieve independence and inclusion through advocacy, education, and direct support. The 2025 Barbecue and Bingo Social will feature delicious food, exciting bingo games, prizes, and plenty of opportunities for connection and enjoyment. Now, this is a 21 and over event, and it'll be filled with fun and entertainment, celebrating 75 years of improving lives of individuals while raising critical funds for the programs and services. Now, this event is a great employee engagement activity or a thank you opportunity for your staff. And it's taking place tonight from 6 to 9 o'clock out at the Allen County Fairgrounds in the Home and Family Arts Building. Tickets are $60 a person, or you can get two tickets for $100, and that does include your barbecue dinner, 10 bingo cards, and your dauber, and a raffle entry. And the proceeds benefit the league and all the programs serving more than 3,000 people across Northeast Indiana. So if you have questions, you can call 260-705-1708 to find out more. If you'd like to cool off this weekend, the splash pads are still open at our many area parks, and they'll be open from 9 to 9 through October 5th. So the time is drawing to an end, but you can still get out there this weekend and enjoy. And it is free, so you can enjoy a 4-minute water cycle. And if you want more, just touch the top of the billiard and it's on again. Splash pads are located at Buckner Park on Bass Road, Franklin School Park on St. Mary's Avenue, Krieger Park at North River Road, McCormick Park on Raymond Avenue, Memorial Park on Maumee Avenue, the Robert E. Myers Park, and that is inside the north gate of Parkview Field on Jefferson, Shove Park on St. Joe Road, Promenade Park on Superior, and Wayndale Park on Coon Street. Again, admission is free for that. Today is also Fort for Fitness Fall Festival and kicking off at Parkview Field, 1301 Ewing Street, and it's going on now until 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Fort for Fitness Fall Festival is a vibrant walk-run event that celebrates healthy living and brings together people of all fitness levels. The energy at the festival is contagious, with participants of all ages and abilities joining in to enjoy a fun, active day in downtown Fort Wayne. So whether you're a seasoned athlete or just getting started with your fitness goals, this inclusive event offers a welcoming atmosphere for everyone to get moving and embrace a healthier lifestyle. It's a perfect opportunity to challenge yourself, enjoy the community spirit, and have fun while staying active. The Saturday event features three race distances. You can pick the 4-mile, a 10K, and a half marathon to suit people of all walks of life. And participants are enthusiastically encouraged along the way by neighborhood cheer groups and live music performers. And they're awarded a finisher medal at the finish line at Parkview Field. So it's a fun day for fitness for all. And if you'd like more details about the Fort for Fitness Fall Festival today, you can call 260-760-3371. Science Central also has something special in store for you today. It is Science Central Sci-Fi Central, and that's located at 1950 North Clinton Street from 10 until 5 today. It's the 10th annual Sci-Fi Central Celebration of the Supernatural. So you can join them there as they celebrate time travel observed in science fiction pop culture with special demonstrations, entertainment, food trucks, and more. Visitors will have a chance to snap a selfie with in-house 3D printed props and the Summit City cosplayers. The cost to attend Sci-Fi Central is Science Central's general admission fee, and tickets can be purchased right there at the door. Again, that's from 10 till 5 today. The cost is $11 to get in and $10 for seniors 65 and plus, and free for children 2 and under. Also going on at Science Central, it is Eat Well, Play Well, a new temporary exhibit. And what is in the food that you eat? Are fruits and vegetables important? And can everyday activities burn calories? You betcha. Families, children, and school groups will find the answers to those questions by exploring nutrition and fitness in Eat Well, Play Well. It's a highly interactive exhibit encouraging healthy living by teaching the science of making healthy food choices and helping people discover many fun and interesting ways to stay active. And if you'd like more details, again, you can call Science Central at 260-424-2400. New Haven has a special event going on today. It is Sample New Haven, and it gives you a chance to enjoy food from New Haven in downtown New Haven. There is a small fee that comes back to the Historic Broadway, Inc., and that's going on today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. For details, call 260-749-4484. Up in Grable, it is the Road Apple Cruise-In today from 9 till 5, and that takes place at the Main Street in Grable, and they do have the 25th annual Road Apple Cruise-In with a no-judge fun car show going on today. Car show begins at 11, There will be food, flea market, and a swap meet, a live DJ from 11 till 3. And if you'd like, bring a canned good to help support the Grable Food Bank. For more information, you can call 419-487-2564. There is also the Kunert Fall Festival going on right now. It's the annual seasonal event. It has a Minecraft-themed corn maze, pumpkins, ice cream, and plenty of children's activities and dairy cows, all taking place at the Kunert Dairy Farm, and that is on Cook Road. And that's going on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays now through October 26th. And they're open from 6 to 9 on Fridays, 10 till 9 on Saturdays, and noon to 5 on Sundays. The cost to get in is $15. For details, call 260-460-1937. It is Guitar Fest out at Sweetwater at 5501 U.S. Highway 30 here in Fort Wayne. This is going on today from 9 till 5. The nation's number one online retailer for music makers will welcome guitar players and music fans to explore manufacturer booths from some of the top guitar brand names such as Gibson, Fender, and Marshall. There'll also be appearances by major artists throughout the day. So if you're a guitar enthusiast, that is a great way to spend your day. You can hang out and connect with your favorite brands and maybe some of your favorite artists. For details about Guitar Fest, you can call them at 260-432-8176, and that is also a free event. Today is World Rivers Day, and we are celebrating down at Promenade Park at 202 West Superior Street from 3 until 9 this evening. You can join World River Day Fun, and it's educational and family-friendly, and this event is honoring our rivers and the vital role they play in our communities. You can enjoy an afternoon filled with engaging activities and hands-on learning experiences led by local environmental and conservation organizations, live music, kids' activities, and more. And you can enjoy a continuous screening of the movie River in the Park Foundation Pavilion. Activities from 3 till 7, there'll be music from 5 till 7, and you can end the evening by enjoying a special screening of Jaws from 7:30 until 9. You can follow Riverfront Fort Wayne on Facebook to stay updated on more details about the event and announcements, or call 260-427-6030. It is Saturdays at LC Nature Park at 9744 Aboit Road in Roanoke. It's $7 a person. This goes on every Saturday now until October 25th. And for that $7, you can get in from 9 till 5 and enjoy hikes, safari bus rides, and special programs as you discover the beauty of LC Nature Park. But if you're a member of the park, you actually get in for free. If you'd like more details, you can call 260-999-3153. At the Botanical Conservatory, it is Something Blue. That is their latest exhibit going on now through November 16th. And that exhibit is made up of blue flowers in all shades of blues and some whites too, and a large fountain in the middle. $7 is the admission price for adults, $5 for children 3 to 17, and 2 and younger get in free. They're open today from 10 till 5, tomorrow from noon until 4. And the conservatory is located at 1100 South Calhoun Street, right next to the Embassy Theater. If you'd like more details, you can call them at 260-427-6000 or find them online at botanicalconservatory.org. For fresh produce today, you can head to the Southside Farmers Market at 3300 Warsaw Street. They have seasonal fruits and vegetables, meat products, home-baked goods, and so much more going on. There's also the YLNI Summer Farmers Market taking place at the corner of Wayne and Barr Streets. That's also going on with plenty of fruits and vegetables, handmade jewelry and crafts, and even entertainment and fun for the kids. Plus the Summit City Farmers Market taking place at Electric Works there at 1620 Broadway. That's also going on with plenty of home-baked goods, natural homemade items, and unique works from talented regional artists. If you'd like to get out and enjoy a day on the water, it is the Sweet Breeze Canal Boat Cruises now through October 12th. The cruises run anywhere from 45 minutes to 90 minutes and prices starting at $15. And it gives you a chance to cruise the rivers. And actually, each tour provides an opportunity to learn something new about Fort Wayne through its riverfront. So you can relax and enjoy a guided cruise on the Fort Wayne rivers and learn something while you're there. So it's a chance for you to take a guided cruise on the Fort Wayne Rivers. And now I'll be reading from the ACPL Activities and Programs Guide, copyright 2025. Going on today from 10 until 10:30 at the main library, it is music and movement. You can stretch, sing, dance, and jump along in this fast-paced story time perfect for active young children. Young children learn best when their bodies are in motion. Music and movement combines story, song, and dance. It's designed for children 2 to 6 years old and their caregivers. Coming up at the Aboit branch today from 2 until 3 o'clock, it is Salsa Cycle. You get a chance to spin your own salsa with Purdue Extension's Blender Bike. You can make fresh salsa and mix it up with pedal power. Join Purdue Extension and use the Blender Bike to whip up a delicious, healthy salsa. No electricity required, just your energy and enthusiasm. So you can get ready for a fun hands-on culinary adventure with Purdue Extension's Blender Bike. You can join them and use the Blender Bike to whip up a delicious, healthy salsa. And they are adding a dash of poetry in the mix to learn about award-winning poets Alma Flor Ida and Francisco X. Alarcon. You can come and spin, blend, and enjoy a fresh snack powered by you. There is the gallery reception tonight at the main library in the Jeffrey R. Kroll Gallery, and it is for Trevor Campbell's exhibit. So that's going on today from 3 until 5 at the main library downtown. And also coming up this afternoon from 3 until 4:30, it is Loteria Nichos, Bilingual Craft and Games, and it's for grades 7 through 12. You can craft a Loteria-inspired Nichos and then play the game of Loteria with instructions in both English and Spanish. Craft your own Nichos using vibrant imagery from the beloved game of Loteria. After crafting, you'll dive into a Mexican favorite, a game of Loteria. Instructions will be provided in both English and Spanish, and a bilingual Spanish speaker will be present to guide you through the process and the game. And this is intended for teens. It's taking place at the main library at the Teens Table. And now I'll be reading from the website visitfortwayne.com. For music this weekend in the fort, it is I Love Saturdays at the Club Room at the Clyde, located at 1806 Bluffton Road. This is free music tonight from 8 until 11. And if you go, you'll listen to the Fort Wayne Funk Orchestra tonight starting at 8 o'clock. For more details, call 260-747-0989. There's also free music tonight with Adam Baker playing acoustic variety starting at 6:30 at the Vinland Reserve Winery here in Fort Wayne. For details, call 260-619-3424. Also free tonight, it is the Sweetwater All-Stars playing R&B, soul, and funk starting at 6 o'clock tonight at the Country Heritage Winery in Layado. For details, call 260-637-2980. At the Embassy Theater tonight, it is The Thorn playing starting at 7 o'clock. The Thorn tells the epic story of God's love for the world and the spiritual battle for all humanity. The story of Christ is presented in an immersive show with live music, drama, aerial acts, movement arts, modern dance, and special effects. Witnessed live by more than 1 million people over 25 years, The Thorn will engage audiences in the definitive story of love, sacrifice, and redemption like never before. The content of the show is not recommended for children 12 years of age and younger. Again, that's at 7 o'clock tonight at the Embassy at 125 West Jefferson Boulevard. For details and tickets, call 260-424-5665. Also on stage in the Fort Wayne area starting tonight, it is The Love Talker. Two orphan sisters live alone in this cautionary coming-of-age fable reminiscent of the Brothers Grimm and Stephen King by the PFW Department of Theater. Showtime is at 8 o'clock tonight. There is a 2 o'clock show tomorrow taking place at the PFW Williams Theater there at the campus, 2101 East Coliseum Boulevard. Tickets starting at $6.50. To get those and more details, call 260-481-6555. Hare is also playing here in Fort Wayne. Hare is set against the backdrop of the turbulent 1960s. Musical follows a vibrant tribe of young people searching for truth, love, and freedom in a world on the brink of change. Showtime is at 8 o'clock tonight. There is a 6 o'clock showing tomorrow. This does run through October 12th. And this takes place at the Three Rivers Music Theater at 416 4th Street. Tickets starting at $20. Also on stage, it's Misery. The Fort Wayne Civic Theater presents a psychological thriller about a romance novelist trapped in a home of his number one fan. There is a show at 7:30 tonight, also a 2 o'clock show tomorrow at the PPG Arts Lab in Fort Wayne on Main Street. Tickets starting at $20. Call 260-422-8641. At the Pulse Opera House in Warren, it is Letters Home. And this presents the show that unearths heartfelt letters from 37 soldiers serving in World War I. And there is a show tonight at 8 o'clock. Also a 4 o'clock performance tomorrow. Tickets starting at $5. Call 260-375-7017. Up next is one that is great for all ages. It is 100 Years in the 100-Acre Wood, and this is taking place at the Plymouth Congregational Church, located at 501 West Berry Street. And that's going on tomorrow from 2 until 3 o'clock, and this is a free event. It's a chance to celebrate a century of Winnie the Pooh and the 100-Acre Woods in a vocal recital that features several collections of music inspired by Winnie the Pooh and the words of author and creator A.A. Milne. Baritone David Bobe and pianist Reggie Berg present a 45-minute all-ages recital that spans from the beloved music of Disney's Sherman Brothers to songs featuring Milne's classic texts set by composer Harold Fraser Simpson to pop tunes by Kenny Loggins and Zoe Deschanel. Poetry and art is projected throughout to immerse listeners in the world of the 100-Acre Woods. Again, this is free, and it's set tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Plymouth Congregational Church in Fort Wayne. For details, call 260-423-9424. Also coming up tomorrow, it is A Moment in Time at the First Presbyterian Theater at 300 West Wayne Street in the First Presbyterian Church. This one is also free from noon until 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The gallery at First Presbyterian Church presents A Moment in Time, an art exhibit featuring the stories and images of our unhoused neighbors. You can join them there for A Moment in Time, a powerful and thought-provoking exhibit at the gallery at First Presbyterian Church. It's a unique collection featuring portraits and personal stories of local residents who have experienced homelessness by capturing a single, meaningful moment in their lives. For more details, you can call 260-426-7421. Also coming up tomorrow, it is a Sip and Stir Harvest Social at the Country Heritage Winery, and you can celebrate the magic of autumn at their Sip and Stir Harvest Social. That's going on tomorrow from noon till 4, rain or shine. You can stroll through a curated lineup of local fall vendors and enjoy live music from Highway 30 Band, and take in the seasonal spirit with horse-drawn wagon rides, yard games, face painting, and more. It is free admission and free activities. For details, call 260-637-2980. Also tomorrow, it is Concert on the Farm at Solomon Farm Park at 817 West DuPont Road. This is from 2 until 7 tomorrow, and it is $5 per person. So you can bring a lawn chair or a blanket and sample the music of Sonny Taylor with Carl Kobolensky, the Match Sellers, and the Hubie Ashcroft Band in a relaxing country setting. Gates will open at 2, and the music will begin at 2:30 in the historic old barn. Admission is $5 per person, with food from Bravis and adult beverages from Mad Anthony Brewing will be available for purchase. So for details, call 260-427-6790. And to wind things up this weekend, it is the Lakeside Fall Concert from 2 until 7 tomorrow afternoon at Lakeside Park. The Northside neighborhood in the heart of Fort Wayne stretches from Lakeside, Kikianga, and the Seven States area to Miami-Oki, Driving Park, and Riverside. Centrally located, it's the largest geographic association in Fort Wayne and home to many local businesses, schools, and families. To celebrate the Northside Neighborhood Association's 50th anniversary, they're holding a 50th anniversary party at Lakeside Park. To celebrate the Northside Neighborhood Association's 50th anniversary, they're holding this event at Lakeside Park. And this year's featured performers at the fall concert are Addison Aiken, the Sweetwater All-Stars, and Los Electros, with other activities scheduled, including exhibits from local artists, food trucks, and free activities to keep the kids interested all day long. And that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Carrie, with The Weekend, and I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.